More than 20 states sue over Trump's new global tariffs. A coalition of 24 states filed a lawsuit on March 5 in federal court against President Donald Trump's new global tariffs. The Democratic state attorneys general and governors argue in the suit, filed with the New York-based U.S. Court of International Trade, that the new tariffs, which are being implemented under Section 122 of the Trade Act of 1974, are beyond the president's authority. The current tariff rate is set at 10%, but Trump has said he will raise it to 15%. Among the states included as plaintiffs in the lawsuit are Oregon, California, New York, Illinois, Minnesota, and Virginia. The new litigation comes after the Supreme Court on February 20 struck down tariffs Trump issued under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. The president issued the new tariffs now being challenged in the Court of International Trade not long after the nation's highest court acted. In the new suit, known as Oregon v. Trump, the states argue that Congress has delegated only limited authority to the president to levy tariffs and only, in carefully defined circumstances. For more than a year, Trump has imposed, modified, escalated, and suspended tariffs by executive order, memoranda, social media post, and agency decree, without legal authority to do so, according to the legal complaint. After the Supreme Court ruled last month that the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, which had never been used to impose tariffs, could not be used to do so, Trump invoked Section 122 of the Trade Act, which has also never been used to impose tariffs, the complaint said. Contrary to Section 122, Trump invoked the Trade Act to impose immense and ever-changing tariffs on whatever goods entering the United States he chooses and for whatever reasons he finds convenient, the complaint said. It alleges the president is exercising tariff authority he does not possess, by using a statute that does not authorize those tariffs, to upend the constitutional order and bring chaos to the global economy. The lawsuit asks the court to find the president's imposition of the tariffs illegal, and for an order requiring the federal government to refund any Section 122 tariffs paid. Oregon Attorney General Dan Rayfield said in a statement the Trump administration should be prioritizing issuing refunds for the tariffs the Supreme Court invalidated, instead of doubling down on illegal tariffs. New York Attorney General Letitia James said that the tariffs are an example of President Trump ignoring the law and the Constitution to effectively raise taxes on consumers and small businesses. These tariffs will only drive up the cost of living, she said in a statement. A U.S. Department of Justice spokesman told the Epoch Times the department had no comment on the newly filed lawsuit. The Associated Press contributed to this report.